then I'll talk about this in a minute.
Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
How's it going, everybody? This is Benjamin Klein. I'm here with Luke Bonus, linebacker from Hofstra, the late, great Hofstra football program. Luke, how's it going?
Everything is going real well. Thanks for having me.
All right. Sounds great. Now we're going to get off right off the bat. What is your official height, weight, and recent 40 time that you've run?
My official height is 5'10". I'd say right now I'm about 212, and I don't have a 40 time yet. I haven't had any taken down.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Have you been training?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been going on since I started January 4th, I think. That's when
gotcha.
The official training started.
Are you at, like, in a facility right now with a bunch of other prospects?
Yes, I'm at a place in Long Island called Pro Performance. It's not even 5 minutes away from, you know, where I went to school and where I'm still staying now. So, you know, it's a great place. They put out, you know, great, you know, a lot of kids have worked out there. Marcus Colson's worked out there. Stephen Bowen. You know, they work out even a lot of baseball players there, too.
Absolutely. So what have you been focusing on in your conditioning the most?
The training for, you know, combine stuff is so specific. You know, it's stuff that you really don't go over, you know, when you're training during a regular off season, you know, like in every other year. So it's a lot of, you know, technique that we're really focusing on. You know, you've been running in a certain way your whole life, and then all of a sudden, you know, you find out that that's not the, you know, the right way to run a 40, so you got to kind of train your mind to run a specific way. So, you know, it's a lot of technique.
Gotcha. Have you been working on any football technique as well?
Yeah, I've been doing some D-back drills, stuff like that, you know, just kind of trying to keep that fresh in my mind, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Stuff in the off season.
Definitely. So what do you consider to be your biggest strength as a player?
I just think, you know, I play the game relentlessly, you know what I mean? I play every play like it's my last. That's always been how, you know, I've gone about playing the game, and, you know, I believe I have a high football IQ that, you know, has really helped me out through the years, and I have a pretty good understanding of the game.
Absolutely. Now, you have a ton of game experience at Hofstra. With all that game experience, what is the toughest opponent, either on the field on Saturday or on the practice field, was your toughest opponent?
Like a specific team?
Player.
Player? Oh, man, we played JMU in 08, and they had Rodney Landers, a quarterback. I mean, he ran the offense like he was playing Madden. I mean, it was unbelievable. He was, you know, the toughest kid I ever had to, you know, we ever had to try to, you know, prepare to stop. And I'd probably say when we played Marshall in 06, they had Ahmad Bradshaw, and he was just unbelievable.
Absolutely. How did you fare up against Ahmad Bradshaw?
I'd be lying if I said we stopped him. You know, he kind of went off that game, but you know, I got a chance, you know, wrap him up a few times, so it was definitely a great experience, you know, to go against a player of that caliber. But, you know, like I said, I always remember playing against him, and it was just preparing for him through that week was, you know, it was unbelievable, just watching him on tape.
Absolutely. Does that make you at all intimidated for going to the pros?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, you look at him, he's playing on Sundays for the Giants, and he's having a high success rate in the NFL, and I mean, I knew when I was playing against him 4 years ago that he would be playing on Sundays. And to me, at that point, it didn't really even cross my mind. You know, I wasn't thinking about stuff like that. But, you know, seeing how I was able to fare, you know, I was able to play with him. You know, I felt that I could compete at that level. And, you know everyone in the NFL is competing at that level and higher, you know. So it gave me, you know, a good way to gauge, you know, the talent at that level.
Absolutely. So in terms of your development as a player, what coach, any level, high school, junior, college, has had the biggest impact on you as a player?
I would say my defensive coordinator for the first 3 years that I was at Hofstra, Mike Elko. He's at Bowling Green right now. You know, I had a real great relationship with him, and you know, he really taught me the game, you know, to a point where I never really thought about it. You know, I was, before that, I think I was kind of just, you know, doing as I was told and not really thinking outside the box. And I think he really got me to, you know, see the game for all that it is, you know, understand, you know, what offenses are trying to do, you know, what the defense is trying to do, you know, how, just how everyone's position, what everyone's job is. You know, he really got me to understand that, you know, it's a puzzle. You know what I mean? And it all comes together.
Absolutely. So you feel you have a very excellent understanding of the nuances of the game.
I think that, yeah, I do have a good understanding for the game, and it's just there's so much to football that, you know, there's so much you can keep learning, and you know, I look forward to keep doing that in the future.
Absolutely. So when you're not working out right now, what do you do with your free time?
Well, you know, working out, you know, it consists of, you know, big portion of my day, but I've been getting a lot of body work done, you know, because I'm still kind of rehabbing from the season. You know, you get kind of beat up during, you know, a 12-week season like that, and I've been, you know, seeing different doctors, you know, keeping, you know, just maintaining my body, trying to keep it in the best physical shape that I can right now. So I've been seeing 2-3 different, like, body work doctors throughout the week.
Absolutely. Now, in the pros, a lot of teams are going to ask you how comfortable you are with special teams.
Right.
How comfortable are you in that role?
I would love to do it. I'd have absolutely no problem, you know, playing special teams. I played almost every special team at Hofstra. You know, it's just something that is an aspect of the game that I really enjoy. Like, I love going out, you know, for that one play, you know, trying to make that game-changing play. I mean, special teams are a really underrated part of the game. And to be able to, if I was ever able to, you know, take part in special teams like that, I mean, that alone would be a dream come true.
Absolutely. Now, at 5'10", 212 pounds, some would say you're a little undersized for an NFL linebacker, so that would probably limit teams only looking to the 4-3 to look at you. What position would you want to play within a 4-3 defense?
No, I think a lot from, you know, what people have been telling me on websites and stuff, I'm listed as a strong safety. Now, during last season, I played around 220, 221, and I felt comfortable moving around like that. You know, I felt I could have even put on more weight. But as of right now, you know, I'm kind of, I mean, from what people are telling me, like I said, it's more of, you know, I'm looking at a strong safety. But, I mean, like you said, you know, special teams, linebacker, safety, whatever I could do to get on the field is, you know, that's what I'd love to do. That's ultimately the goal, is to get on the field.
Versatility. That's something that all scouts look for in prospects.
Right.
The ability to line up anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have you been focusing on agility drills?
Yeah, where I'm training, you know, they have us doing stuff like that as well. You know, they kind of cover all, you know, all aspects of that.
Absolutely. Now, unfortunately, you are probably going to be the last player drafted out of Hofstra. Now, what does that mean? I mean, the death of the program, what does that mean to you?
It's crazy, you know, to just even think that Hofstra doesn't have a football program anymore, because even though we haven't had, you know, storied seasons in the past where we haven't put up the wins that we'd wanted to do, I mean, some of the names that have come out of Hofstra, I mean, there's a tradition there that a lot of people, and unfortunately at our own school, didn't, you know, they failed to see. And, you know, drafted or undrafted, any way that I could represent Hofstra football for, you know, what we know it is, would be just a dream come true for me, because I know what the tradition is at Hofstra, and, you know, I would love to be able to carry that on.
Absolutely. But the death of the program has been tough on you.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't sink in. It still hasn't sunk in. You know, I live right across the street from the football stadium, and I mean, every morning I wake up and I see the stadium, and it's just, I'm reminded of the same stuff every day. You know, I feel like I can hear coaches while we're walking over to meetings, and I can, you know, hear players' voices and stuff. It's surreal. You know, it still doesn't seem like it happened, but, you know, I was talking to my friend Anthony Nelson, who's at UMass now, and it's just like, you know, it doesn't seem real. You know, players are all over the country right now because they were forced, you know, transfer.
Yeah, it's a real shame. Now, have you talked to any NFL people in any situations at all? Have you gotten any feedback?
Well, my agent's been talking to some people. He's been kind of sending out letters. You know, we put together a highlight tape of myself, and he's kind of been, you know, flooding them with letters and stuff like that. And he's been getting some feedback, but that's all. You know, he's kind of taking care of that right now. He's just telling me to focus on training right now.
Absolutely. So what is something that people might not know about you as either a player or a person?
I mean, as a player, I just feel like I'm willing to do whatever it takes, you know, to help a team win. And, you know, I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, there's absolutely nothing I wouldn't do to, you know, help a team succeed in any way.
Absolutely. So, are you willing to, if necessary, go to a practice squad if it comes down to that?
Absolutely. There's, you know, I would take that in a heartbeat. Any experience I could gain on playing on a team, you know, I would never turn that down.
Absolutely. So what would you bring to the table for an NFL team right now in your rookie year here?
I just think that, you know, my heart and passion for the game, if I were able to get on the field, you know, I think that would be contagious.
Absolutely. All right. Now, this is a little off, but I was just wondering, if you could have any three people from history anywhere in the world right now have dinner with you, who would they be?
I'm sorry, you repeat the question? You're kind of breaking up.
Oh, I am breaking up.
Yeah.
If you could have three people have dinner with you, who would they be? Any person from history or present?
Three people I could have dinner with?
Absolutely.
Let me think. I guess to touch on sports, I go with Vince Lombardi. Let's see, who else? I'll throw out Abraham Lincoln. Need one more. Let me see. No, I'll throw out, let me get Rodney Dangerfield, too, for the comedian relief.
That is the most interesting list I've ever heard, and I have to thank you right off the bat. That is a great list. I'm one of them at dinner.
It's a good list, right?
That's a great list. That's an unbelievable list. That's probably top five list that I've ever heard in this conversation.
Yeah.
That's a good one right there. All right. I just want to thank you for coming and bearing with me. And I appreciate you and I wish you the best of luck in all your future. I'm sad that you have to shoot the football program.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you guys having me. And, you know, I believe that Hofstra football will be back eventually.
We all hope so.
We do. All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye. All right. He was a linebacker off here now. He's trying to transition safety to pros. He's dropped some weight, hopes of doing that with him. So, not a challenge at all. So, we wish you the best of luck.